I'd trade him again.
Wayne Gretzky and Peter Pocklington. By Terry McConnell and Jalen Nye with Peter Pocklington. Narrated by Anthony J. Miano. Forward by Wayne Gretzky. August 9th, 1988. My final day as an Edmonton Oiler. It was an emotional day for me, as anyone who saw the news conference knows. But it was really emotional for Peter Pocklington, too. This was a big thing he did, trading me to the Los Angeles Kings. It was so big that when I flew back to Edmonton that day for the announcement, both Peter and Glenn Sather told me one more time they would kill the deal to send me to L.A. if I wanted it killed. And I was this close to killing the deal. I got to Edmonton that day and I started remembering how great it was, and I began to ask myself, what are you thinking? The reality was that I'd killed the deal. Had I remained an Oiler, I would probably have signed the contract extension Peter wanted me to sign that afternoon. Peter would have said, what do you want? I'll give it to you. Because that's the kind of guy he was. That's the kind of guy he is. I know that because for 10 years of my life, I could pick up the phone if I ever had a problem and call Peter, and he was always very nice, very accommodating. He was like a father to me. Peter never interfered with the team, but every now and then he'd come into the locker room, and he'd talk to the players. Well, he came in one day, I'll never forget this as long as I live, and he said, how are you feeling, Wayne? I said, I'm feeling good. I'm getting dressed for the warm-up, and he said, you think you can get 3 goals and 7 points tonight? What do you say when your owner says this? So I said, yeah, I feel good. So he said, okay, I'll give you 10-to-1 odds on $100. All right. Again, what are you going to say? No? Anyway, one of my teammates beside me said, hey, Peter, can I have the same bet? And Peter looked right at the kid and said, yeah, absolutely. And the kid went, well, how many points? And Peter said, same bet, right? And the kid went, hold on a sec, I've got 15 goals, I can't have the same bet as Gretz. And Peter looked at him and said, 15 goals? Why do we still have you here? And he walked away. The whole room just fell over laughing, and I'm thinking, did he really mean that, or was that just his way of saying, you better get going? I couldn't figure it out. But I did get the 3 goals and the 7 points that night. Peter has always had a great mind, and he was really, well, eccentric. I mean, he loved having a chef in his office, a barber in his office, and all those things. But his theory was this: if you have money and you don't spend it, you might as well be poor. But he did so many great things for Edmonton, business-wise, charity-wise. He was proud to be an Edmontonian. He liked living here, and he used to tell me he'd never leave. The problem is, fans are passionate, whatever city they're in. But Edmonton is smaller than New York or Chicago, so they live and breathe the Edmonton Oilers. That's their feel-good story. That's what they do to relieve the pressures in their own lives, to cheer and root for the Oilers. So, the people in this town felt that he let them down. But the reality is, it was a business decision. It's just that, in the end, the business side of things kind of got carried away. At the time, there were a lot of things about the business of sports I didn't grasp, because I was just a kid. Now that I'm on the other side of it, I totally understand. And I'm at peace with it. Peter is tough. He's a tough businessman. But he's not a jerk. He's a good person. He has to be a good person, because he married one of the nicest ladies in the world, and she wouldn't marry a jerk. It's as simple as that, you know what I mean? Peter is the kind of guy that when things were going great, he sort of stayed in the background. But when things got tough, he was the first guy to get in the locker room. He would meet with the players, and it was all positive. He had this whole philosophy. When Peter would leave the room, I used to say, we can fly, because his theory in life was always so positive. The glass was always half full, never half empty. That's how he lived his life. He still does. It wasn't just the day I left Edmonton that was emotional for me. I get that way just thinking about my 10 years in Edmonton, with Peter and Glenn and my teammates and all the friends we made and the championships we...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?